Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and to copy the greeting of the Apostle Paul in Romans and in many of his works, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast as we have, as of yesterday, begun our work on the book of Romans. However, we haven't read much of anything. We read a little bit from the 16th chapter yesterday. Why the 16th chapter? Well, go back and you'll realize that we were trying to help set the narrative for how this book was written. That's worth listening to, and I want to give you a little bit of intro today on one of my favorite books of the Bible. If I had to list my favorite books, if you are at all interested in that, I would probably rank Hebrews as my favorite book to read in the New Testament based on what it contains and the direction that it goes. I would put Galatians very close to that, and I would put Romans right there near the top three, if not in the top three, because I also have a very soft spot for the Gospel of John. But this is certainly in my top four or five books of the New Testament. There's been moments in my life it was my number one. I think we kind of go through seasons. The book of Romans was a developmental work for me in my understanding of the finished work. It was a phrase I had never even heard until I was in my 20s, and I was raised in church. I never really heard a doctrine referred to as the finished work. And the book of Romans helped me with that. I remember just living in the 6th, 7th, and 8th chapters for probably 2 years of my life. I became so obsessed with the book of Romans that I one time hand wrote the book on a yellow legal pad. I'm not sure I finished, but I came really close. Just working through it. Whether it's your favorite or not, or my favorite or not, doesn't really matter. Most scholars would agree that Romans is Paul's masterpiece, Paul's greatest work. I don't give the book of Hebrews to the Apostle Paul. If it were his, that would be a masterpiece. It's written in an entirely different Greek style, which is another reason I don't think it's Paul's. So if it's not his, then Romans is a masterwork. Even though it's not well organized and not well laid out, it might be the best preaching book. It flows like a guy preaches. It goes from point to point and sometimes meanders a bit to follow the urgings of the Spirit as Paul hears the Spirit. For this cause, and possibly because it comes on the heels of him being imprisoned in Rome in Acts 28, it's placed first in his list of epistles in the New Testament, 13 of which we know are his. If you give him Hebrews, he would have 14. Either way, he wrote almost two-thirds of what we would refer to as the New Testament. And if you just count epistles, he wrote almost all of them. There's a little bit by Peter and a little bit by John. You could say that if the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, present the word and works of Jesus Christ, then Romans is the significance of his death, burial, and resurrection. As I said yesterday, it's pretty much laid out in a Q&A format, and it probably has Paul's most systematic presentation of doctrine in the Bible. It's more than just a book of theology. It's a book of exhortation, and it's a great layout of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they're more than just doctrinal facts to be believed. It's a life to be lived. And nowhere else does Paul so greatly emphasize the life that is to be lived. Some manuscripts omit the to Rome or in Rome, but the title of Epistle to the Romans has been associated with the epistle almost from the very beginning of church history. It's Paul's, and we'll start it verse by verse tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.